We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and this is really a really interesting guest. We have a great actor, and he's going to talk about the Signlight International Film Festival and the inaugural, and I'm excited to welcome CJ Jones to the program. He's an actor, activist, doing so many different things. CJ, thanks for stopping by and to talk about this great festival that's coming up and giving the opportunity, especially this is National Deaf History Month in April. Thanks, CJ. Appreciate you having you on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Fantastic. Let's talk about CJ. How did you become an actor? Because I've looked at your bio on Wikipedia and some of the amazing projects you've been on. It spanned a long time. How did that? Did you always have a dream to be an actor?
Actually, yes. When I grew up, I had the dream and I believed that I had to figure out how I could do it. You know, sometimes I sit and think like, how did I become an actor? And then I was like, you know, I actually was born an actor. It was natural for me because I was doing that with my parents. I had a deaf family and we performed everywhere we went. And it was just a part of my life and my existence. And I just started to do that and many other different things. It's my passion.
Absolutely. And did people kind of discourage you because you were deaf that you wouldn't be able to do this?
Now you got to remember, both of my parents are deaf and I have four brothers and sisters, and all of my brothers and sisters are hearing, but they all knew sign language. And so that my first language, I started to learn how to speak when I was a little kid. And so, but I never felt like I couldn't. I never got until I actually went to an oral school. They tell me, no, that I can't do a lot of stuff, a lot of criticism and a lot of oppression in that experience. But when I went to a deaf school, man, I was empowered. I was in the Boy Scouts and I graduated with two college offers. And when I got to college, I started to actually see that there's a negative connotation and some hardships that happen. And I never felt like that before. And I said, you know what? I refuse to feel that negativity. So I just kept with my past experience and becoming who I am. And I knew my identity and I didn't drop out. I stayed in when the going got tough. And over 15 years of my life, I've been in acting, directing, producing, and supporting actors and encouraging deaf people to become successful, knowing that they can do anything. If people say can't, you can. And that's been the marker for my years from childhood to adulthood, anywhere that I go.
I had an experience when I played at Western Maryland Division III college basketball. I played there. I played against Cal Yadet. And that was an intriguing experience of getting the opportunity to play at an all deaf school against an all deaf school in basketball. And then also the Western Pennsylvania School for the Deaf was right down the street from my house in Edgewood area. I don't know if you ever are familiar with that one. And so those are two times I've had. Experiences for that. So it was interesting to have those experiences. And are there a lot of opportunities for acting for deaf that's all only an all deaf type of programming, like TV movies, productions that are just for the deaf?
Yeah, I actually wanted to mention before when you said, you know, you were at West Pennsylvania College, I used to actually teach drama there and I performed there. It was a one-man show I would do every so often. So I kind of have a connection there.
Cool.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And also, I went to Gallaudet Deaf for a short time and then I moved to the National Technical School for the Deaf Institute in Rochester. And guess what, man? I was there and I was an honorary doctorate degree from Gallaudet University because of my many years of advocacy and performance success. And so it's just, that was my kind of career. And that's right, man. And then I went to I went to back in the day, there was no captioning. And so finally, when we had captioning, I was actually the first deaf person. The first deaf person was named Linda, and she was for the Mississippi street. And so, and I was hoping she would come to sign light. And then I was like, maybe less than in the 1990s, it was the first person that showed up. And I showed up in a different world, if you remember that series. And yes, ever since then, there was many industries, you know, they were not ready for hiring deaf people and deaf actors. And so little bit by little bit, then Molly Mallon won the Best Actress Award in Children of a Lesser God. And then it just started to, you know, start from there. And but still, there was a struggle. And I believe about 10 years ago, you started to see more deaf people pop up in cinema. And there's more possibilities for deaf people and more access for deaf people in TV and series and theater. And sign language is not just a language. Deaf people have a culture. It's a life. And that is actually, people, the industry started to pick up that fact. And so that's why we're doing Sign Language Film Festival. We want to bring the hearing world, the industry, and the deaf people in the industry. We want to bring them together. We want them to meet and socialize. And we want the time to be now. And to have, you know, the Black movement now, they're expanding. And the Spanish movement, they're expanding. The Indian movement, they're expanding. So deaf people, the community, the time is now. Our skill in everything that we're doing in movies, that time is now. We don't want to wait anymore. We want to get this opportunity in. We're tired of hitting that glass ceiling. We want to bust it and tell and show people how it's done.
So the question I misunderstood is that there are all deaf casts for different films and different things that have been around forever. Before you guys broke this glass ceiling with Marley and yourself, CJ, to get in regular films to be able to be included in storylines and different things.
No, there were no deaf casts. It was like a trickle, one over here in this silo and one over here in this silo. No, people were scared. They thought it was an impossibility to work with deaf people. And then they didn't know how to market it because they didn't know deaf culture. But now with new movies, you can see the cast, like there's one that's called Jesus. It's a Christian film and it's a full deaf cast. And then once they have that, people go and see it and they see it in a movie theater. Now imagine a movie theater with 300 movies, a 300 movie theater in the first time in history they have a full deaf cast.
Making wow. The movie. So you guys weren't able to
do this. In 300 theaters.
Wow.
In 300 theaters.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
I mean, and like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, having a quiet time in the theater and having that for a whole week and having that for a weekend. And now I see that people are seeing that as possible. So we're getting the word out there. Any movie in a theater, of course we need to have access. You have to have access to captioning and access to voicers and if it's hearing or deaf, so hearing and deaf people can sit there and watch and enjoy and be happy in the same theater.
Now, when you bring up all these different points, so before that happened, you guys never were able to, like in at Gallaudet or other places, all act together in different types of projects before the whole glass ceiling with Marley and stuff, where really acting was not on your list?
Gallaudet is more is an educational college. It's a university. It's not a they have theater and stuff like that, but they don't make movies and stuff like that. That's a college, so they don't have stuff like that there. So that's why I'm partnering with hearing institutions with sign light to actually build those programs and to actually get that the directors, the deaf directors and deaf film producers, and to actually grow that span. And I want to emphasize to you, for deaf people to be fully deaf cast in a movie, that is so possible. They have their own films, they have their own productions, and they go to deaf film festivals. They have that. But it's not, but the whole collective world has no idea. We went through 195 films.
Wow.
From 43 countries. 43 countries that are included. Ukraine. That's included. My mind was blown when I saw the film from Ukraine. Wow. They have a British film. It's a TV show. They have deaf producers. They have deaf, you know, funding it. The BBC as well. They support it, and it has just blown up. And so we're not just talking about that one isolated place. They have places that have their own TV shows, and they support the government, and the government support it. But we don't have a lot of that stuff here. The reason why is because we're just caption based. We think, oh, if the caption's there, then we don't have to, you know, raise the money to have their own, you know, mechanism how they work. But yeah.
Wow. You know, listening to you talk about this and breaking ground, CJ, you have a lot of experiences of acting on camera. What made you want to go off camera and be more of a production type person, you know, producing and creating new shows and being and really being an advocate for the deaf community for acting?
Someone needs to tell the stories, man. We have a community and we're rich with stories. There's stories that you wouldn't even dream of. If you knew the stories, the way it would impact you, you'd be like, my God, I didn't even know deaf went through that or they could be successful that way. We want people, we don't want people to just look at us as they're just looking at our ears. We want them to actually see our hearts, to see our minds, to see our passion, to know that the struggles that hearing people share, deaf people share them too. How we have to, you know, go through stuff and survive and thrive. That happens, and that's just our world, period. We have so many avenues that would shock you. For example, I worked for Avatar with James Cameron. And that experience, man, it was 2 years of working with James Cameron. And it was an honor because he looked at me as an equal. I created the sign language that you see in Avatar. I created the sign language that is the Na'vi language. So I had to build, it was my creativity, a deaf person's creativity, me, CJ, not because I'm Black or deaf, but because I'm creative.
Yeah.
He didn't just see my ears, he saw my heart. And with that in mind, there's a lot of people that are like, wait, you created the Na'vi language in Avatar? I'm like, yeah. Because, you know, I might be even acting in part three. You know, we don't know. But, you know, have you seen the Baby Driver movie?
No, I have not.
I was in that, like, there's people, I mean, I'm in that movie as well. And people's like, wait, what? You're in that movie? And now with the actors there, you know, they respect me for who I am. They didn't see my ears. They saw my passions. They know that I can direct. They know that I'm on same par with them. I'm not a lesser person they're not giving me a handout. And I'm actually being able to use my skills and my notoriety to bring other people to the field and share that work.
I was at right near Hollywood for an autism film festival. Ben Affleck was part of it and different people. And that was such an amazing experience to see all these autistic directors, film, acting, putting all together. Same thing you're doing here. How can we finally put more and more of them, of autism, of any special needs, diversity into films, into movies, and not just, you know, just throwing them in there into a story? Do you think we're getting closer and closer with the experience of getting work with James Cameron and being a creative, not looking at what the diversity, but looking at true, the exceptionality, the ability to be so creative. How can we finally, you know, bridge that gap even further?
That is honestly a great question. Whew. With my many years of experience, I see the industry and how they match with different people. DEIA, diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility. The industry is starting to pick up the consciousness of, wait a minute, we need to get people that actually represent the roles that we play. Autism, we call it exceptional minds. And we can hire exceptional minds to edit, like Marvel, DC, animations. They can have contracts with them. That's the beginning. That's how we start, right there. Now, for accessibility, when it comes to animation, you know, there's people that are interested in developing the work together with people in the industry, and they hire deaf actors to actually develop those sign languages. So it's like, it's called building a bridge. Like, you take each person with their experience and their passions and their stories, and you connect them all together, and that connection becomes the engine that starts the train moving. And that's what we're doing at Silent Film Festival, is that purpose. There's hearing people and deaf people that are coming together, and people that are not resistant but are open to the possibilities. And the ideas that come from the collaboration, I set up Sign Light Studios and Sign World Studios to actually partner with the industry to guide them along the way on that path. So they have a point of contact and they can actually bring more people. When it comes to streaming, we're leading in streaming. Why? Because we're starting to stream related to deaf people and other people in different spectrums of life. We're not depending on the industry. We're finding solutions, and we're making connections without barriers.
Well, I think what you're doing is absolutely amazing. Let's get the quick 2-minute pitch of why people should learn more about the festival and everything coming up next week or very soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, man. I'll bite my teeth for you to ask me that question. Man, this is my passion. And so Silent International Film Festival, we want to elevate and expand and bring the industry and deaf people in the industry to actually come and learn from each other, to actually find solutions of how to make things work. That's the goal of our film festival. We have workshops talking about animation. We have workshops talking about expanding in filmmaking and how to develop a pitch. We have NBCU coming. We have Sony coming. We have HBO coming. We have so many sponsors and supporters coming that all believe in this vision, and they believe that now is the time to make it happen for Silent Film Festival. We have a good connection to have a good network with everyone.
Wow.
And we have a lot of British people that are from the British side on panels. They're coming in. We have Rosie O'Donnell coming in. She'll be there. I want to actually thank Craig Main from The Last of Us. He gave us a nice welcome to Hollywood talking about our festival. And there's so many big names that are supporting our film festival. One big thing is that we're really intentional on making this happen now. And if that's a takeaway now, there's so many jobs that can be provided that needs to, in this industry, this is the place that they prove their skills. The industry can hire them. And we want to support our network and really create the story with them leading the way.
That's fantastic. Where can people find information and could they attend? Is this in LA?
It's going to be at Pacific Design Center. It's going to be April 16th through the 20th. It's going to be in West Hollywood, a little bit close to Beverly Hills. So it's going to be in a fancy area. Beautiful, beautiful place, the Pacific Design Center. It has that rich, excellent taste. And the website is www.signlightff.org. Signlightff.org is where you find that information.
All right. We appreciate it. Thanks again, CJ.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. And one more thing I want to add. I want to honor you and thank you for providing this space to have this interview. You've been so cool. You're great on the radio. And I want to just congratulate you for your success and for your future exciting interviews in the future. And I just want, man, maybe you might have two. Maybe you might be growing and I just want to keep in contact with you. And so we can build that bridge together with the deaf and hard of hearing communities. Cause we have so many people with so many passions out there and they can join us and make this dream come true for all of us, not just for us, but for all of us.
Fantastic.
And we can have that accessibility. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.